This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, in our lesson on reflecting on the Quran, we have been talking about the beautiful invocation. We've been talking about the reiteration of our ubudiyat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we said Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. I remember the last lesson we also mentioned the beautiful reflection of Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, who said that Surah al-Fatiha is tawbah. Because whenever the slave recites Surah Al-Fatiha, he or she is reflecting on their own life and they are thinking about themselves and they are thinking about how they are fulfilling what they should have been doing. So for example, when the slave reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, he or she reflects on how thankful they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen means that all praise and all thanks is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So if I am saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then obviously it means I must think and ask myself, how many times did I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all? It's no good saying all praise and thanks are to Allah and then I am ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think about this and say, I remind myself and you, let us reflect on our conversations. When we speak, what is the first thing out of our mouths? Is it thankfulness or is it ingratitude? Being ungrateful. Which one? Because the two are two opposites. The two are not the same. If I'm thankful, I cannot be ungrateful and vice versa. Just see our normal conversation. You ask somebody, how's everything? You say, yeah, everything's okay, but you know, it's too hot. Or it's too cold. Or there is too much of rain. Or there's too little rain. There's always some problem, right? There's always something which is missing. Now, how can you be grateful if you are only focusing on what, according to you, is missing? Now this is the problem with practically everybody, right? We only focus on what we think is missing. How come we don't focus on the thing and say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? How's the weather? Absolutely beautiful. Oh, but it's so hot. Yeah, it is hot. This is summer. Summer is supposed to be hot. Now this is the whole issue of looking at something and saying Alhamdulillah, see how beautiful this is. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. Including things which are, you know, within, which are kind of painful. Take for example the issue of mosquitoes, right? Now, no matter, like there's a saying, they say, if you think you are too small to make a difference, try to sleep in a room with one mosquito. He'll make sure that you never sleep the whole night. The thing is, you can complain about the mosquito, or you can reflect on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this insect, which finds you. It doesn't find you by sight, it doesn't find you by sound, it finds you by the carbon dioxide that you breathe out into the atmosphere. The mosquito senses that. Now think about this. You are in this room. And you can be in the most massive room you can imagine. You are in this big massive room. Now say how many million liters of air is in that room. Right? Before you entered the room has air. So how many million liters is that? Now you are one human being. You are sleeping in one corner of this room. Sure, you are breathing out carbon dioxide, that's what people do. But how much of carbon dioxide are you breathing out? You're not a pump. You're not blowing it out, you know, magnum size. Normal breathing. Now, that carbon dioxide is getting diluted in this millions of liters of air. Yet, that little insect, that little mosquito, might be in the other end of the room, will find you. So now, when the mosquito comes and bites you, by all means, slap him and, you know, send him away forever. But reflect on this, on the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say, subhanAllah, what kind of creature did Allah create? What kind of sense did Allah give him to find his food? You are his food. Many times people ask me, you know, general conversation, people say, do you believe that there are aliens? Do you believe that aliens came to the earth at any point, you know, in history? People talk about the pyramids and this and that, and they say, well, you know, this couldn't have been built by human beings. So these things are probably aliens came into the world and built these things. So do you believe in aliens, and do you believe that aliens came to the world? My standard answer is, yes, I believe in aliens, and yes, aliens came to the world. Aliens are in this world right now, and you know them. You've seen them. They say, what's that? How did I see aliens? I said, they are called insects. They are called insects. Think about that. Here is a creature that is so completely different from you and me. It has no heart, it has no lungs, it has no blood circulatory system. In many cases, it has no brain, at least not a brain as we know it. It can live underwater permanently. I mean, it doesn't have to come up for air. It has no gills like a fish. It lives underwater. It eats and drinks in different ways. It is not the same as we do. If it dies and decomposes, there is no smell. It reproduces differently. It lives differently. It dies differently. Completely, totally alien. And these aliens are in this world, and these aliens are so critically important to the world that if insects disappeared from this planet, so would the human race. All the pollinators would go. All your crops would fail. Right? You wouldn't last too long after insects are wiped out. Thanking Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most merciful. The most beneficent. So as the slave is deciding that, he's thinking to himself, what am I doing to attract this mercy of Allah? Have I made tawbah? Have I made istighfar? Am I focused on this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy? Malik yawmiddin. On the day of judgment, I'm going to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik yawmiddin. No matter what I have in this world, I may think I'm a great king and a glorious this and glorious that, and I've got so much money in the bank and, you know, all the usual nonsense that we take pride in. Including, for example, I think I'm such a great scholar. Malik Yawmiddin. When I am presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not ask me how much I knew. Allah will not ask me how much I had. Allah will ask me only one thing, which is, what did I do? So, what's the answer to that? Surah Al-Fatiha is tawbah. Surah Al-Fatiha is introspection. Surah Al-Fatiha is tazkiyah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Oh Allah, I belong to you. Oh Allah, I worship only you. Oh Allah, I ask help only from you. And the slave is reflecting, I'm saying this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it true? Is it true? I'm saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, but is this what I'm doing? Or is my life full of shirk? Am I running here and there, seeking help from this one and that one, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one? It is not simply enough to say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in when I am doing the opposite of that, because I am going to be faced with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am saying, Allah, only you I worship, meaning what? Only you I obey. And then I go and I take an interest-based bank loan. I accept a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where is this ubudiyah? Where is this obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What kind of a slave of Allah are you that you consciously seek to disobey Allah? This is what Surah Al-Fatiha does. When we are praying, Surah Al-Fatiha is forcing us to reflect on our own lives. Now, we said, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. As I said, this is a connection with Allah. This is the wasila. This is the wasta. Who are you? Ya Allah, I am yours. Why are you here? I am here to ask you. Because I don't ask anybody else. May Allah make this true for ourselves. Let us force ourselves to look at ourselves and say, am I telling a lie standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the musalla? Think about that. How bad is that? How evil is that? That I say, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, but I am worshipping others. Now you might say, well, you know, I'm not making a sajda to somebody. No, worship is not only sujood. Worship is obedience. Worship is to seek help. Worship is to do all the stuff that we do which only Allah deserves. But we do it for others. So now imagine that, alhamdulillah, inshallah, you said, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, and this is true for you. May Allah make it that way. What's the next step? I came, Ya Allah, I worship no one except you. I ask help from no one except you. Okay, so what do you want? You've been given this place. You've been given the right to be here. So now what do you want? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make dua. What dua? O Allah, guide me to the path of steadfastness. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide me to the path of steadfastness. Surah Al-Fatiha is tawbah and istighfar. Surah Al-Fatiha is reflection, introspection, tadabbur, tafakkur. Because when I say, O Allah, guide me to the path of righteousness, then I must look at my life and say, I asked Allah to guide me to the path of righteousness. Is my life on the path of righteousness? If I want guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is this guidance called? This guidance is called Al-Quran Al-Kareem. This guidance is called Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So if I ask for the guidance of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the guidance, then what must I do? I must follow that guidance. You go to somebody and say, I need to go to such and such a place. Can you guide me? The person says, here is a map. Sure, I'll guide you. Here is a map. Now what do you do? Keep the map in your hand and walk around in circles? No. Keep the map in your hand and say, oh, I'm searching for the truth. What truth? You have the truth in your hand. There's no searching for the truth. There's no need to search for the truth. The truth is in your hand. It's called the Quran. So you asked for guidance. You got guidance. Now what? Now we follow that path. Now we follow the guide. There are two ways of guiding. There are two ways of guiding somebody. One is to give them a map. Let them read the map. Let them follow the map. Maybe they do it correctly, maybe they do it incorrectly. There's no one to ask questions. The map is there, the map can't talk to you. So, you do what you think is right. You do what you think you should do. But the other way of guiding, which is absolutely 100% perfect, without any possibility of going wrong, is to give you the map and then also give you a guide, an individual, a person who knows the way, to show you the way and to take you along with them. That's the second way of guiding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the second way. Allah gave the map, which is called Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and then He sent His guide. He sent a teacher. He sent somebody to us to teach us and show us and take us along this path which is mentioned in the map. And who is that teacher? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His ni'mah for us. He called Him His blessing on us. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily and truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the believers. He gave them a ni'mah. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That He brought out, that He sent for them a Rasul. He sent for them His messenger from among them. Yeah, it's a blessing in two ways. One, the blessing by association that you are from the same people. Who are the people? The people of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like saying, I am from a royal family. Big deal, accident of birth. But because it's a royal family, the name, my name signifies that. And some of this reflected glory of the royal family supposedly reflects on me. Right? People who are from royal families, this is what they feel good about it. He said, this is my title. Pointless titles, man-made, which by which you think you are superior to another person. You are not. All human beings are the same in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except atqakum. Inna akramakum indallah. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Verily, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the one who has the greatest taqwa. He's not the son of this king or that king, or the daughter of this king or that king. It's not a member of this royal family or daughter of that royal family. Firaun was not just royal family, he was the king. And he is in Jahannam. So big deal that the being a member, a scion of the great royal family of Egypt didn't help him. And that is the thing that we need to focus on. That we are the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the greatest honor that anybody can possibly have. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to mention him with honor, what did he say? Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Allah said, glorious and glorified is He who took His slave abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, in the night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, from Makkah to Jerusalem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that we have the opportunity to pray in both these places. My brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of understanding and reflecting on the Quran. So when you are reading Surah Al-Fatiha, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we focus on ourselves and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this Sirat. I asked Allah, oh Allah, give me. And Allah gave me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me, now what do? I need to focus on it. Think about this. You would like to, I'm reminded of a small teaching story where talking about asking for something which is comprehensive, which gives you everything you need. This little teaching story is that there was a poor man, he was very, very poor. He had no children, and he had a mother who was blind. So, one day an angel appeared to him and said, I can grant you one wish. So ask what you want. So here is a man who is very, very poor. He wants to have children, he has no children. And he has a mother who is old and she is blind. So he's got, at least in the story, he has three major needs. He needs wealth, he needs children, and he needs his mother to have her eyesight. But this angel says, I can give you only one. So the man says, I wish that my mother could see her grandchildren playing with toys of gold. Yeah? He's a clever man. So he asked for one thing which covered all his needs. Now, we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said, Iyyaka na'budu, Iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, I belong to you. O Allah, I worship only you. I ask help only from you. And say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, so ask. What is the one thing that we can ask which is completely comprehensive, which by asking that one thing, I'm getting everything I need. What is that one thing? That one thing is what Allah taught us to ask. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, teach me and show me the path of steadfastness, the path of goodness, the path of righteousness. The one path that ensures success in this world and the next. Please understand, don't see Islam only as success in the Akhirah. Even if that were true, that would be sufficient, alhamdulillah. But that is not how it is. Islam is the way of success and the way for success in the dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the next, not only in this world. That is the beauty. This is something that we need to understand. The one path that ensures success in this world and the next. Please think and reflect on the benefits of being steadfast and righteous in this life. That is the ticket to success in this world. People who are steadfast and people who are righteous, who are truthful, who are kind, who are compassionate, who don't deceive, who are trustworthy. That's a ticket to popularity, ticket to honor, ticket to respect, the ticket to influence. If you are righteous and steadfast, integrity and consistency, you cannot possibly go wrong. Integrity and consistency is what? Is righteousness and steadfastness. You cannot go wrong. Read the biographies of great leaders. I'm not talking about flash-in-the-pan political scamsters who come and go. I'm talking about great leaders from any country, any culture, that the world talks about with great respect. And you will find these two qualities in them. Integrity and consistency. That is Sirat al-Mustaqim in this dunya. The Islamic Sirat al-Mustaqim, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask Him for, takes this into its ambit. and adds the critical aspect of Akhirah. And that's what makes this idea so powerful. It is the route to success in both worlds. Integrity and consistency in this world is the path to success. When that integrity and consistency is done with Iman and Yaqeen in the Akhirah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the Akhirah angle which is added to that. That becomes righteousness and steadfastness. And that is what gives us success also in the Akhirah. Dunya wal Akhirah. So what is this Sirat al-Mustaqim? What are we asking for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Sirat al-Mustaqim in his kalam. When he said about his messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamin al-mursaleen ala sirati mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Mr. Sallam, Yasin is one of the beautiful names of the Nabi alayhi salam. He said, Yasin, by the Qur'an which is full of wisdom, wal Qur'an al-Hakim, by the Qur'an which is full of wisdom, innaka lamin al-mursaleen. Truly, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are one of the messengers. You are one of the Rasuls of Allah. Ala siratim mustaqim. You are on the path of righteousness. So what is the path of righteousness? Therefore, it is the path of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. It is the path of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the path specifically of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically with relation to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certified that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was on this path, Sirat al-Mustaqim. And that is what we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are saying, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his way of life in its entirety. Please note, we are not asking to be guided only to the way he used to pray or to his charity, but to his entire life. The people who want to deny a hadith and deny the sunnah and deny the importance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how completely and totally misguided are they? Because in Salah, when we are saying Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we are talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about his way. So when I say, oh Allah, guide me to the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I then ask, how can I then say that this way is not important and this was, you know, in olden days and all kinds of... I really don't want to repeat those words because they're so disrespectful and miserable that people who call themselves Muslims say that about their own Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please understand, when in Islam, when we say we need to go back to the 7th century, we are not talking about backwardness. We are talking about realigning ourselves. Realigning ourselves. Let's hit the reset button. What does it do? It takes you back to the fundamental structure, the fundamental architecture of the thing. That's not going backwards, that's correcting. That's correcting mistakes, that is cleaning, purification. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to ask for guidance. And then he told us, what is guidance? Who is the rightly guided person? And that rightly guided person is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you again and again, we need to get serious about this deen. This deen is not a joke. This deen is not something that came for us to practice in our spare time. It is not something that we take to, you know, have a holiday on. This is something which is serious. This is something which is completely and totally fundamental to our lives and to success. And anybody who wants success, if he or she thinks that they can get it outside of this framework, go ahead, try it, it's your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the framework of success. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And that framework of success is As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is the path of righteousness, which is the path of Tawheed, which is the path of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way shown to us by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to stay on that path. And as I said, when we look at Surah Al-Fatiha, when we are saying this, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, then we must look into our own lives and say, am I on this path? I asked for guidance, I got the map, I got the guide, the teacher. Am I reading the map? Am I understanding the map? Am I following the teacher? Or am I going off in the opposite direction? The teacher is going right and I'm going left. Which one? That is what we need to do. That is why Surah Al-Fatiha is reflection. That's why Surah Al-Fatiha is Tawbah. It is Istighfar. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalaluhu to fill your hearts with His Noor and to guide you min az-zulumati ila an-noor, from darkness to light, and to be pleased with you and never be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahimin.